This is FNX.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Drawing Heat, and the time is now! Hit the music!
Haha, you're very funny, fat boy.
I think it's nice of you to call Beige a Disney queen.
These two are definitely not dumb.
And now, here are your hosts, Beige and the Dude.
Hello and welcome to Drawing Heat. I am the Beige. Sitting right next to me is the Dude. Hello, Dude.
Hello, Beige. How are we today?
I'm doing really, really good. We are here. It's Reawakening Day.
It sure is, actually. You caught me stumped there. I'm just head spinning since we got here.
We are very excited. And we have our very special guest here with us today as well. Making her EPW debut, the amazing Harley Wonderland is here with us.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, Harley. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Very excited.
Awesome. Thank you so much for joining us here today.
That's okay.
What a hell of a day to make your debut.
Absolutely.
Your freaking awakening, man. Shit.
No pressure.
No. Yeah, don't be shit.
That seems to be the theme of today.
That's people the motto, seeing yeah. The motto we've been hearing all day and all over Facebook.
Yep.
Okay, you got the camera. You got this match. Don't be shit.
Yep. It's good advice.
So you are from over East, a big name in Newcastle Pro over there.
Yes.
Probably, yeah. They've been doing some great business recently as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the last year we've averaged 350 to 400 a show.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That is excellent for an indie show.
Yeah.
And Nui Pro. I've seen some Nui Pro stuff on YouTube and stuff, and goddamn, those dudes can go.
And they have one of my favourites, Big Fudge, over there
Big
as well.
Big Fudge. He's one of my favourites as well. Absolutely.
I saw him when he was over here earlier this year, and he's just such a great guy as well.
Yeah, legitimately one of the most humble and lovely people
really?
That I've ever met in wrestling, especially with how quickly he's gotten over with everyone. And like, he's only been on Nui shows for the last few months, and already he's one of our crowd's favourites. And
yeah, because I think yeah. he's only been working about a year or 18 months, I think he was saying.
Yeah, not long at all.
Is this chocolate bars? It has to be the
chocolate bar gimmick. And we should probably put over his podcast as well.
Yeah, Conco and the Fudge.
Conco and the Fudge.
That is on FNX, isn't it?
That is, and they ripped off our gimmick of Beige and the Dude as well.
That's okay. Let the Fudge Master have it, mate. And with a name like Concrete Davison, you don't want to mess with him.
That's very true.
He's the deliverer of thrashings.
Oh, there we go then.
The Vaude villain stole his gimmick, apparently.
Absolutely made it.
So you've been working in the Nui Pro. You've done some work in RCW as well.
Yep.
With our boss, Josh Armour.
Our boss?
Boss, I don't know.
Podcaster general, our good friend. Our fuck Josh Armour.
Fuck Josh Armour, yeah. And of course you've done some shows for Schwa over here as well, which is, I think that's the first time I saw you late last year, I think it was.
February and then sometime after that. Maybe August or something.
Yeah. Well, yeah. February, was it?
Yeah.
I missed that show. Year. I saw the picture you got with Harley and Michelle, I think it was.
Yeah.
Man, I was jelly. I was like raspberry jelly. Shit. I was going to go to that show. God damn it.
Oh, well, too bad. So sad.
Bummer. Speaking of Nui Pros, your recent match with Erica Reed, I believe it was.
At IWA.
At IWA, yes. Mm. Sorry.
Yes.
Some wrestling federation. IWA. Big shout out to Alex Titan. You suffered a bit of an injury. You want to tell us what happened?
You could say that.
it got
got some publicity.
Yeah, quite a bit of publicity there. Yeah.
Yeah. It was at IWA's big show of
Fighting
the year.
Spirit.
Fighting Spirit.
I've done my research.
They were reintroducing the IWA Women's Championship after a long time, so it was very. Very exciting, very big match, and it was a triple threat between myself, Erica Reed, and Rachel Rose. And there was a bit of an accident that occurred. I had my face moonsaulted on with a knee.
Nice.
Yeah.
Dang. So what were the extent of the injuries?
I was knocked out for 30 seconds. So, and I think my teeth or something must have cut the inside of my mouth pretty badly.
Ooh.
So it would have been like I freaked everyone the hell out because I was there, like I was laying on my back waiting for the move. And I remember seeing her up on the top rope ready to jump. And the next thing I remember, like I was just sort of waking up and then memory goes in and out. But because I was laying on my back and I had all this blood coming from the wound on the inside of my mouth, like I was, the blood started running down my throat and I was like choking and coughing on it.
Oh, shit.
So there I was laying on my back, just like going, like blood coming out of my mouth, and people didn't know whether I'd like had internal bleeding or something like that. And so everyone was scared and I was like, I was unconscious. I didn't know.
Not sure if it was a work or what.
Yeah.
Far out.
At least they could have done was make you win the match after all that.
Yeah.
Give me the damn belt. I can't walk, but give me the belt.
Well, I think that they stopped it up there because you did suffer a concussion from it as well?
Yeah, I had a concussion. I went to the Nepean Hospital in Penrith and was there for a few hours and they did all the memory tests and whatnot that they do. And I was cleared after maybe 3 hours.
So. Well, that's not too bad then.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. For a few days afterwards, I would just keep coming up to these like mental roadblocks.
Yeah.
I'd be trying to think of something and I'm like, I should know this word, but I don't. And it was very frustrating for me, but yeah.
I get that all the time. It's because I'm old though.
Yeah, I guess I was about to say,
I'd done that earlier today.
You're an old man, yeah.
I forgot what good times was. You know, Jimmy Walker, Dynamite! Couldn't think of it.
Yeah, fair enough. So look, we were having a bit of a chat during the week just trying to find a bit more stuff out. Mm-hmm. About you there. You are a self-confessed nerd.
Yeah.
As well.
Nerd. Yeah, pretty much. I think wrestling draws a lot of nerds.
Yeah.
Just in general.
But when we have a look here, you like science and Dungeons and Dragons, so you're not a cool nerd as a lot of people would say.
Hey. Vince Diesel is a Dungeons and Dragons nerd.
Everybody
loves Vince freaking Diesel, man.
You're a proper nerd.
Oh, yeah. I'm proud of it.
So you mentioned before that you actually are studying science.
Yeah, I'm actually studying to be a secondary science and maths high school teacher.
Oh.
Maths was sort of just a bit of an add-on.
Yeah.
Like science has always been...
If I can't get science, I've got a fallback.
No, they sort of go hand in hand.
Yeah, they make you do math because if you can't go good at math, you can't do science, apparently. Mm.
Yeah, there's a lot of maths in science.
What a stupid rule that is.
Yeah, my main focus has always been biology. I've always been fascinated about how life works and, you know, how everything's evolved over time. And
so are you doing human biology or just, you know, standard regular animals and things?
Pretty generalized.
Overall biology.
Yeah, yeah, sure. You know what I mean.
I've done a lot of animal stuff and a lot of plant stuff and other things. So
sweet.
Because you do like your animals as well. We've seen a lot of pictures of your little sausage dog.
Oh, yes.
On Facebook.
Princess
well.
Lady.
Princess Lady.
Yeah, she's the best.
I'm naming my daughter Princess Lady.
Princess
if
Lady.
If I get one, yes. Princess Lady.
I've got a friend. Their dog is Princess Leia.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Oh, Princess Lady came from The American Office. Angela, accountant.
I haven't watched the American one. I've only watched the English one.
Yeah. Well, I'm a big fan of the American one. Angela Martin, the blonde accountant, crazy cat lady, has a cat called Sprinkles, and that's what I named my cat.
Oh, of
course.
So I've
got a cat called Sprinkles, and another one of her cats is named Princess Lady. So I named Princess Lady after that. And Sansa Stark's direwolf from Game of Thrones is also called Lady. So
are you a Game of Thrones nerd?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Finally, we get a guest who knows what they're talking about.
I am obsessed.
My God. How good was last season?
Blew me away.
Holy shnikes. Holy
Absolutely
crap.
Blew me away.
Were you like me when you were watching the one where Battle of the Bastards, where Jon is underneath that pile of bodies? Were you holding your breath?
Yeah, it was.
So was I. I couldn't breathe until he popped his head out. Yeah, that was so well shot.
And then the overhead shot of him sort of being up above all the people mirrored the shot of Daenerys back in season 3
when they're going,
she
Missa,
just liberated.
Missa, yeah.
Yeah.
They're saying, mother, mother.
which is like, you know,
that was a boss episode.
Targaryen hint. So,
yeah. See, and later on,
I've only watched the first few seasons of Game of Thrones. I sort of drifted out of it a bit.
Yeah. How good was it when he went into Winterfell and beat the piss out of Ramsay Bolton?
Oh, so satisfying. Smash him.
He's a son of a bitch. Get him.
I was watching a thing about like the making of the series, and they talked about that scene, and apparently it was just hours and hours of getting that footage, and Kit Harington like smacked him in the face quite a few times throughout the hours, so it sounded like a pretty grueling shot. So
you cannot believe how happy I am right now. Finally got someone who can talk to it, man.
So we have guests come on and talk basketball with you and keep you happy.
Yeah, but Game of Thrones is a whole nother level, man. It's a whole different scenario. Holy shit. And how good was that Arya Stark slitting Walder's throat, man?
Oh, yep.
Making him eat his boys in a pie, then said, hair took off a little face. I'm Arya Stark, Winterfell, bitch. Slice.
Oh, yeah. It was beautiful.
That was almost like the time Eddie Guerrero beat Brock Lesnar for the title at No Way Out. I jumped off of my couch that time and started going, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So did I as well.
Yeah, but I did that when Arya Stark cut Walder Frey's throat.
Yeah.
That was boss.
Do any of the boys like motorsport or something so I can have someone to talk to?
Ask her. Maybe she does.
Do you like motorsport?
No, I've never been.
Bertha's can suck a dick.
God damn it.
I have to say, my favourite scene from probably the entire series so far was the opening 15 minutes or so of... Shush.
Our guest Siri.
Siri thinks that I'm talking to her. Sorry about that.
Siri?
Downloading Game of Thrones. Season 5.
It was the opening 15 minutes of the final of season 6. Cersei Lannister's my favourite character.
Oh, yeah, where she blew up everyone.
Yeah, blew up everyone.
You didn't see it, right? But every motherfucker in King's Landing was in the church, right, in the sept, for Marjorie and her brother's trials, right? Because they were on trial for being debaucherous and
right.
They were waiting for Cersei to get there so they could prosecute her. But
Cersei's standing there and she's just watching, and all of a sudden
drinking her wine,
drinking a drink, pissing it up as usual. And basically what happens is she set a trap for him, you see, and the whole place, you know what wildfire is?
Yeah.
Wildfire is a shit, green fire shit that doesn't burn out anywhere. Burns on water, burns everything to a crisp. She blew the whole fucking thing up with wildfire, man.
Cool.
Half the city just went up in flames. And then the king, her last born son, stood in the window and watched it because his wife was in there.
Yep.
He jumped out of a window. Pussy.
Oh, as you do then.
Took his life.
Well, yeah, I mean, if I was married to Marjorie Tyrell and she died, I'd probably be pretty upset.
Yeah, I'd be pissed.
Yeah.
See, I'm more of a Westworld fan. Have you watched Westworld?
No, I've never seen it.
Oh my goodness,
it's
that's pretty good too. But you don't know what we can watch the entire series and still don't know what the fuck is going on.
Yeah, Westworld is what HBO basically they're building up for when Game of Thrones finishes.
Right, so they're going to need something.
Westworld will be a couple of seasons in because I think they've got one or two seasons left of Game of Thrones. So they're building it so they'll be at season 3 at the end and.
Hopefully people will be invested by that point.
Oh, it is.
But they've got to watch it from the beginning, otherwise they don't know what's happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no clue. There's flashbacks and you don't know what year you're watching. You think, okay, could be all in the 1 year. But then you get a clue and it's 30 years in the past.
That's all hearsay. They haven't confirmed any of that yet.
I know, but it makes sense. Dude was a fucking robot.
Shh.
Oh, spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. Fuck.
I didn't say which dude.
I'm going to be watching now. I'm like, I bet you that's a robot.
There's a dude. You'll pick it. You're smart. You'll pick it. I had to read it online before it
I didn't even pick it. I only saw that episode the other night. I was like, holy shit.
Oh, my goodness.
Where were we?
I don't know. Game of Thrones. Let's just put your mic down. We'll just talk Game of Thrones.
Okay, you guys talk Game of Thrones a bit more than sure. Go for your life. Well, I go through my notes and try and find some way of getting
notes.
This back on track here.
All right. What was the most horrendous scene
that
you reckon in Game of Thrones?
Serious? Fuck.
The one that made you go, holy shit, and your mouth just dropped.
The one that was hardest to watch was definitely... Shireen Baratheon's death.
Yeah, when they burnt her alive, Beege. Little girl, burnt her alive.
Did they? That's nice.
They did.
I
literally put my mic down there.
Her mother and father stood by and watched her be burned at the stake.
Yeah, how'd that turn out for Stannis, though?
Really badly.
Yeah. Screwed himself, man. But
although
before that, the Red Wedding
in the
was
books,
the worst.
That hasn't happened in the books, so no. I don't know what they're going to do. But
hurry up and write your book, you old bastard.
I know, he's taking his time.
I know, he's a bastard. Back to you, Beach.
Oh, you finished now?
Yeah, we'll get back to it later on.
Far out.
I told you I was a nerd. I can talk about that shit for ages.
Okay. Well, one thing I did notice here, you've got a Little Mermaid tattoo on your shoulder there. Very sultry looking Little Mermaid.
Now, now you're in Beaches territory.
She's quite beautiful. She's definitely the favourite tattoo.
You a Disney fan?
Yeah, I grew up with Disney, like Cinderella and Sleeping Beauty and Little Mermaid and
all
that.
Now we're getting into the Disney territory that I know that I was trying to lead TK towards last week.
Yeah, we'll be quiet, otherwise TK will come back in.
Cool, so you said that's your favourite one, because you do have some other ones there as well.
Oh yeah, I got a bunch of them. Got a phoenix on my inner left forearm, got giant peacock on my leg. Got a Sailor Moon bow and transformation locket on my back. And
next you're going to say there's an Autobot logo on her butt cheek.
No, I haven't gone as far as to get a Transformers one yet.
That's the next one. It has to be the next one.
I was hanging out for that one.
I'd get a Decepticon one, though. I wouldn't get an Autobot.
Heal for
bad
life.
Bad guys are cool.
Oh, Soundwave and Ravage have always been my favourite. So.
Soundwave was the boss.
Yeah.
He's a boss.
He is a boss. He's not the boss.
No, but he was bossier than Megatron. You knew Soundwave would do whatever the fuck he wanted to do.
Do you remember the GoBots?
Yeah.
It was like so I was watching...
cheap imitation of Transformers, but I watch them all the time.
I was watching GoBots with my young fella yesterday. He'd never seen the Battle of the Rock Lords movie.
Oh, I've got that on there.
Yeah. Did you know that Peter Cullen, who's the voice of Optimus Prime, and Frank Welker, who's the voice of Megatron, were in GoBots as well?
Were they?
Yeah.
What did they voice?
They voiced multiple characters on there. And it wasn't until like watching the end credits, I was like, wait, hang on, pause, go back. I'm like, oh, there we go. There's a Peter Cullen and there's someone
licking windows.
Who was that?
I think it might have been Amanda. But anyway.
I can't even see who it was.
I think it's Amanda. I thought it was Blair Brady to start with, but Blair Brady's not tall enough to get to that window. Yeah, it's Amanda for sure. I think Amanda's standing on someone's shoulders too, though. Anyway, back to GoBots.
GoBots, yeah. And I was quite surprised by that. It was just something when you mentioned Transformers. I was like, oh, that's right, yeah, I saw that yesterday. I'm just trying to get myself involved in the conversation before you go back to bloody Game of Thrones again.
Get in quick, man, because I'm about to start talking about fucking The Hound.
The Hound. We'll talk about The Hound.
Nah, sorry.
Oh, fuck's sake.
We'll talk about The Hound next season.
Next season.
Next season when he finally fights his brother.
Okay.
The Mountain.
Clegane Bowl.
Yes. Clegane Wars.
Okay. Well, there is one thing here that I asked you if you wanted to talk about here, and that is recently, now, you have come out as being openly bisexual.
Yes.
As well.
Hooray. Sorry.
That's it. Hooray.
So
I like honesty. I'm good.
Basically, this is something you came out with this on your kayfabe Facebook page.
Yes.
Now, was it something that all came around at once, or have you been open about it in your personal life for a while before that?
Yeah, I've been open about it in my personal life with, you know, close friends and whatnot for years.
Mm-hmm.
I've known ever since I was little.
Yep.
But I always was a bit apprehensive about making it public in, you know, the wrestling world, just because I was always worried that other girls might treat me differently or feel uncomfortable working with me, especially because my character can be quite sexual.
Yes.
And I've been pleasantly surprised that no one has been treating me differently. Everyone's been just the same, and yeah, it's really good.
Well, that is good here, because I mean, for many years, you know, in the wrestling industry, you know, we've seen cases like Chris Kanyon in the past where he kept a bottle up and stuff because he didn't want people to know or for him to be treated differently.
Yeah.
And stuff. And then all of a sudden, what's his name? I can't even remember now.
Darren Young.
That's the one. Yeah. He just randomly happened to be TMZ there. and apparently he hasn't been treated differently. He's kept his job because I think they're a bit too afraid to fire him now.
Yeah, well,
seriously, they shouldn't fire him just for being homosexual.
No, I'm not saying that. No,
no, but you think Vince is probably going, oh, I don't know.
No, I think they should get rid of him because he's not a great worker, but that's the problem.
Oh, yeah, he sucks. He sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's the thing, I think they're probably scared that he'll pull that card out on them.
Yeah.
But
plus he's black, so he's got the double card.
He's got a whole deck card.
Yeah, man. Far that dude's got like get out of jail free cards. I'm a gay black man. I do what I want.
So this This isn't something that you've brought out in your character per se, though, is it? It's just...
Oh, a little bit, I suppose. Usually I'm quite aggressive towards referees.
Oh, you love the ones you got here then.
Oh, yeah.
Especially that Giles fella.
If Giles is working your match tonight, just be as rough as you want with him. And make sure you tell him that we gave you permission to do
Fantastic.
So Fantastic.
Well. I will do.
He likes water sports. So if there's a motorboat in his future, he probably wouldn't be too depressed.
Get Mike Massive out there as well.
No. No. Harley's much prettier than Mike Massive, all right? So Charles will not mind.
That is very true, yeah.
I bet she sweats less than Mike Massive too.
I've completely lost my train of thought now.
We're talking about Mike Massive boobs. We've finished that now, so it's good.
I've completely lost my train of thought now. God
now
damn
with,
it.
With you coming out as being thank bisexual you. There, so I saved the day, thank you.
Yeah, thanks for that.
Before you did that, did you notice any... I mean, obviously there's probably more than yourself in the wrestling business that are gay and homosexual, bisexual, things like that.
Yeah.
Did you notice anybody who had come out before you get treated any differently by others?
No.
By promotions and things?
No, not at all.
That's good.
Well, that shoots that down. Yeah, that's that topic over there.
No, because wrestling being a man's club type of thing.
Mm. Yeah.
And I don't know if it'd be different if a girl came out to rather than if a boy came out. If a man came out, then he might see more discrimination than, say, if a girl came out because there's a stigma of, you know, men doing it than women doing it.
Mm.
So I was just wondering if there's anything
I think I only know of like one person, like one male in Australian wrestling that's come out.
So okay, so not too many have come out openly.
So.
Okay. Hopefully we'll see some more. If they're that way inclined, they'd be honest, they'd feel good enough to come out and be themselves to their friends and their co-workers and things.
You know, I think things are at a point now where, you know, it's normal and things are all right. And
just be yourself, man.
Yeah.
People shouldn't discriminate based on what you are or who you are and all that sort of crap.
No, but like you said, I think you have the general problem in itself as basically people referring to wrestling as, you know, basically men wrestling around in their underpants.
Yeah.
Like that. It doesn't help.
If there wasn't suplex, it'd be really gay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why the top rope was invented.
Yeah. Well, I think to quote Bobby Marshall, it's like, there's nothing gayer than men wrestling around oiled up in their underpants.
That's why Bobby Marshall wrestles in an overall suit.
Yeah. You mentioned suplexes. The one thing I've noticed, I think it was on your...
Oh, segue.
Instagram, awesome. I think it might have been, or something. Your likes. Rum.
Yes.
Suplexes.
Yes.
And rum and suplexes.
Yes.
You are a fan of rum then?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Do you have a rum suplex?
Oh, I need to invent one.
That can be the finisher, the Bundy suplex or something like
that. Could be a half Nelson suplex because you only need one hand to carry a Bundy.
Yeah.
Or just come out with a giant polar bear or something down from the entrance. I don't know.
Yeah, no, a lot of us in Newcastle are big rum fans. So
what type of rum do you like?
Bundy Red's my favourite.
Bundy? Oh, okay.
And, you know, there's the more expensive Bundys you can get sometimes, like the dark oak and the...
So you're a Bundy girl then?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, rightio then.
All right. Yeah. I've seen a lot of girls drink Bundy over here. I don't know if it's a Perth thing, but when they drink Bundy or rum in general, they get feral. They're not fight people. You're going to fight me? I'm drinking rum.
I think that's just in general people drinking or is it just Bundy. They get feral.
Yeah, just Rockingham.
Makes people aggro.
No.
Not just people in general?
It's just people
in
general.
So it's not a WA thing.
That's why I don't drink Bundy anymore.
Yeah, I've definitely seen it be kryptonite for some people. Yeah. Just gets them.
I'm a Captain Morgan man now.
Captain Morgan's
good
too.
I do okay with Captain Morgan.
So I remember one time we were outside a club in Rockingham Beach, as it were, Feral Town, where
funny
I grew
that,
up.
Funny that, yeah.
Yep, and there was a girl outside. There's a club and then there's like a chicken treat and a pizza place next door. She was sitting.
It wasn't the Clink, was it? Or was that in Mandra? I can't remember.
That's in Mandra. Oh, okay. This was it's called Zelda's now. It was called Vibe or something back in the day, I think. I don't know.
Okay.
Anyway, so freaking, she was sitting on the ledge at this pizza place and she's ranting and raving, throwing shit in the air. And she's saying, "Can somebody call me a fucking taxi?" And she's going off. So then I said, "You're a fucking taxi."
Beautiful.
And she just kind of looked at me and I think she might have said a few choice words, called me a C word or...
Charming.
That's exactly D-word. What came into my head before you'd said it. I'm like, "You're a fucking taxi."
That's just Rocco. She didn't even need to have had Bundy to do that.
I think
really.
She might have been a Bauga blow-in or something. I don't know. Or a Gossy one. Maybe she knows Vicey. Who knows?
Oh.
6111. Oh, get out of here. Don't tell Vicey I said
no,
that.
No, I won't dare tell Vicey. You're travelling with Vicey this weekend. You can tell him, though.
No, thank you.
Yeah, good call. Good call.
He's terrifying.
So you are actually from Newcastle then, are you?
Yes. Yes, I am from Newcastle.
Grew up there?
What part of Newcastle?
Newcastle part?
Yeah, no, there's in near the city.
There's different parts because my brother-in-law grew up in Toronto.
Toronto. Yeah, no, I'm from...
I'm guessing it's not the one in Canada.
No, it's the one in Newcastle.
Well, there
you go. I asked him the same thing. I said, you don't sound Canadian.
Yeah, no, I'm from the Newcastle part of Newcastle.
Ah, the old part.
Yeah. I've never understood why places, smaller places, go and name themselves after more popular places. Did you know there's a Paris in Tennessee?
Yeah, there's a Melbourne somewhere too. There's a Rockingham in Scotland. No, there's a Perth in Scotland.
A Perth in Scotland. But that thing, in Paris, Tennessee, they have their own, they've got like a mini Eiffel Tower there.
I bet
they have
waffles. There's a waffle house next door, isn't it?
I don't know. Like, well, bonjour, everyone, or something. I don't know. But that's the thing, because like, I think there's another Ottawa somewhere as well in America. It's like, London, that's it. There's the London in Canada.
London, Ontario, yes.
London, Ontario, yeah, which is not the good London.
Well, a lot of places in Newcastle are named after towns in Britain.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like there's Cardiff and various other places.
Yeah. New South Wales, man.
Yeah.
There you go. And Silverchair from Newcastle as well.
Yeah, they're from Newcastle. That's pretty much all I know.
The only good Silverchair person is the drummer, man. The other two are freaks.
I can't even... Daniel Johns is the only one that I think most people know. I don't know if they could name the others.
No, Ben Gillies is their drummer, man. I hate Silverchair.
I was about to ask Carly if she could name them and see if she is from Newcastle.
Who's the third fella?
I don't know.
Exactly. There's my point.
I wonder if my wife would know. Maybe I'd text her or something. But we don't care that much about Silverchair anyway.
I like Silverchair.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, come on. Frog Stomp was a great album.
Okay, well, you frog stomp your ass out of here then.
I used to listen to them back in the day.
Thank you.
Oh, fine.
Is that because it was the only thing in Newcastle to listen to? Or it's like, you must listen to a Silverchair. You don't have a choice in it.
It's pretty much a prerequisite. If you're living in Newcastle, you need to at least listen to a few songs.
Yeah. So you grew up in Newcastle then, did you?
I was born in Canberra.
Oh, okay.
Lived in Sydney from about ages 2 to 8.
Yep.
Then Mum and I moved up to the Central Coast, which is sort of halfway between Sydney and Newcastle.
Mm-hmm.
And I lived there until I was about 18. And then since then, I've been living in Newcastle.
So about 2 years then?
Oh, God, I wish.
Smooth, real smooth.
Smooth operator.
I like your work.
Yeah.
It was about time we had a female guest. I could do something, should I?
Nah,
But you can't do it to Chris Vice or anything.
Yeah, Michelle just swears at you if you say anything like that to her.
Yeah, she pours at us with her big fists.
I'm impressed. You said to me you have a pretty foul mouth, but you've been very civilised today.
Yeah, I'm doing pretty well.
Let's change that, shall we?
I can be terrible.
Now, you mentioned your mum there as well, because your mum is pretty famous-ish as well. I guess.
Oh, circles.
In her circles. She is a cyclist for Australia.
Well, like... Three,
in a way.
3 years ago, she was like, oh, I might do a bit of cycling just for fun. You know?
Oh, wait. So she's only been doing it for a few years?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
About 3 years ago, she goes, yeah, I might take up cycling for fun, you know, just something to do. And then she started doing like the road cycling and the races and stuff and realised that she was pretty good at it. And so, you know, went in a few races and won a few like local races.
I'm good at riding a bike. There you go.
Yeah. And then a few people in... the Hunter Women's Cycling League encouraged her to get into track cycling.
Yep.
And the velodrome with the like fixed wheel bikes and everything, which she was terrified at first. But she gave it a go and she was really fucking good at it.
That's because if she slows down, she falls off.
Yeah.
Pretty much. It's like you don't have an option.
Like,
probably about a month ago, she got back. She was in Manchester in England for the World Track Cycling Championships. The Masters is like the 50-plus age, all that sort of stuff. She won an individual gold medal in one of her events, and a silver in a team event and a bronze in another individual event. So one of every colour, you know.
Jeez, congratulations, Miss Wonderland.
So she said, now, well, I've got the medals, I'm going to move on to a new pastime now. I've reached the pinnacle there, so to speak.
I'm taking up pole vaulting.
Yeah. No, she's going to keep going for another year or so, see how she goes. And
maybe instead of pole vaulting, jousting, because you can do that with the pole and on the bike still.
That's a whole new sport.
Yeah.
Yeah, but jousting is cool.
Yeah, and I think jousting has actually started picking up a bit of steam outside of, you know, the medieval fairs and all that. See, I do know a bit of stuff like Game of Thrones type stuff.
You do like track cycling with a jousting stick and like try and joust everyone off
in the
as you go.
Extreme in the X Games.
I'm just imagining people jousting people off. It just sounds so wrong.
Oh,
your lance is so small. Peewee lance. You got a micro lance.
I like the idea. In the X Games, get on a BMX with a lance and off you go.
Yeah, but they'd have to joust like, over competing jumps.
Oh, yeah. You got to throw
that'd be spectacular.
That'd be boss. You've got fireworks coming out of the bikes as well.
Knock them off mid-air. If you can knock them off and then do a backflip and land it.
You know what'd be better?
Gold medal.
Ken Block doing his driving with a joust with a lance hanging out one window.
And just against what? Someone on a push bike?
Guess anybody, really. That'd just be sweet.
You just want to see, Kenny Ken driving around just with a stick hanging out.
Yeah.
Or a selfie stick or something.
Oh, don't get me started on selfie sticks.
You don't like selfie sticks?
I saw too many stupid-ass tourists in Europe, in the Vatican and all these awesome ancient places with selfie sticks just fucking up the whole thing. Just the aura of these ancient places got screwed over when there's 15...
Trying to get the angle right, so look, I can see the Pope just in the background.
No, seriously, they've got in the Vatican. I don't know if you've been.
I
haven't.
Okay, well, I've been. Anyway,
how nice for you.
Awesome. No, it was really good.
It was about this time last year, wasn't it?
It was. We came back,
you got back just before Riga Awakening.
I did. I got back the week off. Yeah. So the Vatican's got a whole pile of a lot of sculptures and artwork and just stuff that's hundreds of years old, right?
Mm.
And that's the stuff they let you see, and you're trying to take pictures of even with your normal camera, just of the. You know, the artwork and things. But you'd be walking through there and there'd be a group of, I say, I don't want to pigeonhole the tourists into country of origin or anything, so I'll say dickheads.
Sure.
Standing there with their selfie sticks. Now, the people at home can't see me, obviously, because we're not recording video.
Yeah.
We're not. But they're holding it up to themselves and they're getting all the angles and things right and they're just in the way. I had enough at once. I said, why are you putting your ugly mugs in there and fucking up a perfectly good sculpture? Oh, hurrah. But fucking whatever, man. Get out of the fucking way.
That would be frustrating.
Yeah. By the end of the day, I was pretty much a racist. To everybody, I was going, fucking... Oh. To everyone, I was like, fucking Greeks, fucking Italians, fucking Chinese, fucking Aussies.
Great. Fantastic. And it's just been stuck with you since then, hasn't it?
Pretty much. I hate everybody.
Oh,
equally, though, so I'm an equal opportunist.
Yeah.
You're not racist. You hate everyone.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, that's fair enough then. It means we don't have to edit it out now then.
Exactly. That's my disclaimer. I hate you and everybody else.
Oh, fantastic.
Not you personally, though, but, you know, dude behind
that
you.
That would have made things really awkward for the next hour.
It would. My mic would be turned off.
Yeah. Right. Well, look, Harley, thank you so much for joining us down here today. We know you've got a busy afternoon here.
Is that it?
Yeah. That's pretty much it.
Come on now.
We've got a pre-show to go and do. In half an hour.
I don't want to say fuck the pre-show, but fuck the pre-show. No, just sit here with Harley Wonderland for another hour and a half.
Pre-show. What are you guys going to do on the pre-show?
We're going to be speaking with Mean Dean Olsen and Brad West.
Cool.
Going to run down to the card.
Running down the card. Boring. Come on.
It's going to be good. We're looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Sweet.
We might pop our head outside and see if the rubes are out there.
We might do.
Yes, Frank, I'm talking about you.
Well, look, you've got a big night here, your EPW debut. Are you excited?
Absolutely. I'm absolutely pumped.
And, of course, teaming with your friend Michelle.
My mate.
Your mate.
Yeah.
Have you ever teamed with Michelle before?
I have not. And I've only worked with her once. Ever.
Ever? Yeah. How long since?
That was this year in February.
Yeah.
Shit, it would have been too.
In February I worked with her. I've been around since 2008, so we just haven't crossed paths until this year. So...
Again, what a day to do it, though.
It is, because I must admit, when I found out that you were going to be Michelle's partner, well, you know how excited I was as soon as I found out.
Yeah, we were running down the card when we were doing our Vendetta recap, the last EPW show, we found out it was going to be a tag match. Mm. And we were running through some names and things, and I thought Kellyanne was going to come back, and we had some other names, maybe Demi Bennett or something. But he popped up and said, I want Harley Wonderland.
What?
You did.
You're even trying to make me look. I was sitting there like just like a dirty old man while saying that.
You were a dirty old man while saying that. But I can understand completely. She's gorgeous. And she's smutty and fart?
Smutty and fart.
Smart and funny,
what
you know what I mean?
Call me.
Fuck, Mel.
You know what I mean.
Very smutty.
Very smutty.
Are we going to get a smutty and fart chant going up tonight?
Smutty and fart.
She's a fart.
That can be the team name. There we go.
Smutty and fart. Who's who?
I think our team name's PH Dicks.
Yeah, I saw that somewhere. PH Dicks. Explain that one.
Oh, I think it was after
Dr. Penis.
After one of the Riot City Riot City Shits.
Josh Armour does a Riot City Shit.
City Chicks, if I could talk properly. At one of the after parties, we were somehow discussing what PhD stood for, and we just decided that the D stood for dicks. So
as it does normally.
PH Dicks.
It sounds like an 80s action show like Magnum or something.
PhD.
Fair enough, then.
Yeah, it's like it comes on after Hawaii 5-0 and before Law and Order. That's the buffer between the 5-0 and the order.
And on that note, I think we'll call it quits, I think.
I think it's a good idea, actually.
Yeah, look, Harley, like I said, thank you so much for joining us here this afternoon. Take some time out to sit down with us and have a chat.
Oh, no worries at all. Thank you very much for having me.
It's been wonderful. And Josh said to... don't have too much tuna as well, whatever that means.
Maybe that's where the smutty and fart comes in.
Maybe it does.
Too much tuna.
Well, she's definitely brightened up our episode.
She has.
And then the IQ of the room just went up like tenfold when she walked in. So thank God. We're going to act like stupid animals now when she walks out. Hey?
Pretty much.
Well, thank you very much for having me, and Vala Mohulis.
Vala Doheris.
Beautiful.
Fucking Game of Thrones nerds.
Hey Aussie wrestlers and promoters. If you want to get great merchandise to your fans, your first stop is South Australia's Wrestle Merch Printing. Wrestle Merch tees and hoodies are screen printed one by one to ensure precision and quality every time. Wrestle Merch can also design artwork as they did for Wrestle Radio Australia. Wrestle Merch Printing will even print any merchandise that you design for yourself. So, for instance, you could send Wrestle Merch Printing a graphic that says, I'm in the professional wrestling industry, but I don't have any money to get proper gear or proper training or get a gym membership or hire a nutritionist, but I'll drop $3,000 to go to WrestleMania like a fucking mark. I don't know if they would print that, but you could probably submit it to them and they'd give you a quote. I'm fairly certain. Wrestle Merch Printing have taken care of TMDK, Jimmy Havoc, Mr. Juicy, Jonah Rock, Damian Slater, The Bestos, Wrestle Rampage, Melbourne City Wrestling, EPW Perth, Hunter Valley Wrestling. And one day when I decide to sell merch, they'll take care of me too. For further details and a quote, send a message to the Wrestle Merch Printing Facebook page. You'll get a prompt reply, friendly service, and be sure to tell them you heard about them through me. Unless you take my advice and send them what I read in the copy tonight, because they probably realistically won't print that. But you can always try.
All right. Thank you very much to our new friend, Harley Wonderland, for sitting down and having a chat with us back then at Reawakening. Also, must say thanks to the girls over there at Reawakening as well for letting us borrow Harley for the afternoon for a little bit while they should have been working their match out. We really do appreciate it. And we also really appreciate you, the listeners, for hitting that download button. Make sure you like us on Facebook and subscribe, please, on iTunes as well with Wrestle Radio Australia. Give us a rating and write down some comments there. Let us know what you like about the show. Check us out on wrestleradioaustralia.com.au or fnx.network. We appreciate all the love that you send our way. Thank you very much for those of you that have listened to the Reawakening 15 recap show as well and given us your thoughts about it. We appreciate all the feedback that you have. If you haven't listened to it yet, get on iTunes and download it. Get on Libsyn, search for Wrestle Radio Australia, get it there, FNX, everywhere you can find it. We appreciate all the love. We'll be back in a week or so with our big show, our EPW Alternative Awards, the Smashies. We're going to be having a few Monteith's Crushed Apple Ciders and bringing you the madcap lunacy that only we can provide. Until then, don't forget, it's not just wrestling, it's life, and this has been Drawing Heat. Every motherfucking weekend, Game of Thrones. Yeah. Dragons and zombies, winter is coming. Lannister's your reign is through. The Starks are coming after you. Game of Thrones. Yeah. Who's gonna die next in this season? Game of Thrones. Yeah. Killing off characters for no reason. It's a dream that they all share. Motherfucking guitar solo!